The AI industry's power map redraws itself. Microsoft disclosed that OpenAI products now drive 70% of its AI revenue. Azure AI services, Copilot integrations, and enterprise GPT licensing. With Microsoft's total AI revenue run rate reportedly approaching $20 billion annually, that places OpenAI-derived revenue at roughly $14 billion, a striking concentration for technology Microsoft does not wholly own. The disclosure invites scrutiny of the exclusive arrangements underlying the relationship. Antitrust regulators are already examining Microsoft through the LinkedIn case, where a judge ordered CEO Reid Hoffman, an early OpenAI board member, to testify about specific business decisions under oath. Meta launched MuseCode, an AI coding agent powered by MuseSpark 1.2, as a direct competitive response to Anthropic's Claude Code and similar OpenAI tools. The coding agent market is one of the fastest monetizing enterprise AI segments, with measurable productivity metrics that corporate finance officers can quantify. MuseCode handles planning, writing, and validation within a single terminal session, end-to-end task execution rather than autocomplete, positioning it as a genuine challenge to Anthropic and OpenAI's enterprise footing if Meta can price and distribute it competitively. ByteDance banned its staff from distilling US AI models, the process of training smaller, efficient models to replicate the behavior of larger ones, in what analysts read as a calculated diplomatic concession by founder Zhang Yiming to preserve TikTok's US operating license. A Chinese technology company voluntarily constraining its AI development strategy for geopolitical reasons is a notable moment. Google's chief scientist departed after 27 years to launch an AI startup called Discovery Loop, the latest in a persistent talent drain from large labs to startups that has been running since at least 2022. Elon Musk's public comment that memory chips represent AI's biggest bottleneck lifted chip stocks, and the underlying claim is technically well-founded. Current AI training and inference is constrained not by compute speed, but by memory bandwidth. Specifically, how fast data moves between high-bandwidth memory and GPU cores. High-bandwidth memory is produced almost exclusively by SK Hynix and Micron, making it a genuine supply choke point. Micron and SK Hynix shares moved noticeably on the comment. The White House separately pushed for global adoption of U.S. open-source AI at the Black Hat Cybersecurity Conference, even as the administration excluded open-source models from its new domestic security testing framework. A contradiction that observers noted reflects a soft power rationale. Ensuring open source AI in developing countries carries American rather than Chinese design assumptions.